Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Cita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and we're going to be talking about a film that's being presented in Alice nella Città at the Rome Film Fest 2020 with Francesca Borghetti. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. You're presenting the film Climbing Iran. Now, would you like to maybe, for the listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, would you like to maybe say a few words to kind of introduce it?
Yes, Climbing Iran is a documentary film focused on Nazim Meshki, a free climber, actually a pioneer of free climbing in Iran, outdoor free climbing. Actually, Nazim is a unique character because he's also dedicating her life in opening new routes on the mountain of Iran.
You know what? What's interesting is that while I was watching this film, the word trailblazer kept coming in my head. In a way, free climbing almost visually represents the definition of the word trailblazer. She's a trailblazer in her way. And how did you meet her?
I met her the first time I saw Nazim was in a newspaper. And oh. Then I was very captured by her story, the images that represent her climbing with her face focused on the peak, her finger...
the nail polish.
Yes, nail polish. And I was really wondering how is it possible that an Iranian woman is doing this, something that is so attracting to me. I would like to be that woman climbing a rock. And then really was like a colpo di fulmine, I don't know in English.
Sure, yeah.
It was, yeah. And so I start searching for her. I found her in Facebook, and then we start communicating, and then we met.
Yeah.
We met, yes.
Had you ever been to Iran before?
No, oh, no.
So it was your first time?
It was my first time. So really, yes, was a discovery of a new world.
Yeah, what was it like? I mean, did you feel the cultural shock? Were you also sort of unfamiliar, so you had to discover culture and ways in which things operate there?
Yeah, one of the things that maybe attracted strongly me towards this story is also the... that was a way to discover a new world, and I started studying and documenting myself and speaking with a lot of people, all the Iranian of Rome I met, just to understand how is the nowadays Iran.
Yeah.
And just when I was there, I start to have my opinion, and yes.
Yeah. You know, also you said that you weren't familiar with Iran, but were you familiar with free climbing? Because correct me if I'm wrong, this is your first film, directorial debut?
Yeah, I met a lot, several documentaries, but this is a real feature documentary that I directed. So yes, for me is like first feature film, yes.
And so when you tackle a subject as wild and adventurous as free climbing, I'm sure there are challenges to overcome even in filming it, right?
Yeah. Actually, everything was difficult in this project. First of all, show and film an Iranian woman living in Iran, because of course she's living in Iran, so it's very difficult. There is not so many work documentary about Iranian women, actually, for many reasons. And also, one of the challenge of the film was to open a new route physically. And so we had really to film in a very in a situation of, in the mountain, high altitude, was quite difficult. So everything was difficult for my first.
Yes,
but,
sure.
But now I'm so happy because, of course, I feel like I'm at the top of a mountain, so at the moment I'm breathing.
At the top of a mountain, yeah, that's appropriate. And by the way, has she seen the film, the protagonist of your film? Did she like it?
Nassim, she saw the film, she liked it. So I'm very, very thankful for that, because for me it was very important to portray a person, and that, of course, I always say to Nassim, is you, but through my eyes. So you have to know that. That is also, there is my eyes in this. You are not only you, Isma. And so, yes, I'm very happy that she recognized herself.
So do you think that sport is a good way to overcome barriers of all kinds?
Yes, of course, sport. But for me, if it was just a story of a sport, I don't think I will have the strength to overcome all the difficulties I had. Because one of the key points of this story is that is settled in the nature, outdoor. Mm. So the mixture of sport, outdoor, and was for me the key point that pushed me to go ahead. Because in the nature, she finds herself. In the nature, she is free to be herself.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I remind our listeners, the film is called Climbing Iran, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.